The state of Illinois is entering its second week without a budget, and thousands of state workers may soon be taking home much smaller paychecks or no paychecks at all after a judge ruled yesterday that the state cannot pay workers in full until a new budget is in place. Amanda Vinicky of Illinois Public Radio and WUIS is at the State House in Springfield for us. Amanda, welcome.
Thank you.
And remind us how Illinois got here. Why is there not a budget?
There isn't a budget because we have a new Republican governor. That's Bruce Rauner. He's a very wealthy former private equity investor, and it's his first time in office. And he says he got here because he loves the state of Illinois, and it needs some major changes to make it more competitive. Part of that is a pro-business agenda. He also wants some reforms such as term limits. And so he says he won't work with legislators to negotiate on bringing in new revenue that would stave off millions and billions, in fact, of dollars of cuts unless his so-called turnaround agenda gets passed. That turnaround agenda includes, as I said, both pro-business platforms, but also what is seen as anti-union and what Democrats say is an anti-middle-class proposal. So they're not willing to vote on that, and hence you have a stalemate.
A stalemate, and in the meantime, this judge, as we said, has ruled that state workers cannot be paid their full salaries, and both the Democrats and Bruce Rauner, the governor, have said, no, they should be able to be paid while we're in this impasse, but the judge says no.
Well, the judge says no because there's a little thing called, you know, the Constitution and separation of powers. The judge has said that if the budget is not passed by the legislature, signed into law by the executive branch, you can't have another element of the executive branch. So the comptroller, the one who writes and issues those checks, just go on her own and send out a whole bunch of checks, where you have both Rauner and legislators across the board saying that they don't want employees to have to lose their paychecks. Because, of course, who would want that? And there's a political element here, of course. Nobody wants to wear the jacket for people having to work without getting paid and all of the pain that comes along with no state budget.
And the state controller is saying it wouldn't even logistically be possible to process the changes to start paying people less than they're making right now because of antiquated computer systems.
Antiquated computer systems because, of course, this state doesn't have a lot of money, and it has been in budgetary pain and fiscal pain for many years. A whole lot of cuts, still more look like they are on the way. Hence, you have these old, outdated computer systems. The comptroller says it isn't even feasible for her to comply with a federal law that requires that employees who are deemed essential be paid, even if there is no budget, a minimum wage. She says she can't do it, and so Illinois could rack up even more fines if she doesn't get the go-ahead to just pay everyone's paycheck.
So will there be a budget compromise? Is this all putting enough pressure on lawmakers and the governor to reach a deal?
This certainly adds some pressure, but there's been pressure. There are many predictions that this could last a while. You have both Governor Rauner and the Democrats really digging in their heels. Nobody seems willing to give or change at this point in time. We're even having a big argument over whether a temporary budget should be passed that would carry the state out through the month of July. They can't even agree on that.
That's Amanda Vinicky, the State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio and WUIS, joining us from Springfield, where it sounds like they've got a lot of work to do to make sure that people keep getting paid. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Have a good one.